Good morning, Aurovillian, and
people near and far.
Yes, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Renu. Good morning, Wazo.
Good morning, Andrea.
Today is the 30th of January 2015.
Excellent.
It's correct?
It's correct. And how is possible that
I have studied all this morning. For five times I say the date. Today is the 30th of January 2015. Today is the date 2015. I finally learned it.
Okay, but good.
It's a good step, no?
Yeah, yeah,
starting without mistake.
Okay, so Friday. What are the last news?
So I would like to just make a little update regarding the work that are happening here in our station, in the radio. We have been able to get done this partition wall that is just in front of us. It's 2 meters from my nose in this moment, and has been created by
Ricardo,
the help of Ricardo
and housing service.
Carlos will come. Our housing service kindly share the expenses with us. That is more or less 1 lakh in total. So to help us, you can always make a donation. The radio account is 251369. Someone has already donated some funds, and we are very
grateful for that.
Yes, and we do have also the auroville.org/donate page.
So the account number again is 251369.
En français, 2 5 1 3 6 9 9. Tamil?
I don't know.
Okay, Tamil, we are not going to make it. And then, yeah, that is for beginning, is what I want to say.
So, yes, happy, thank you for your contributions to help us pay for this work, and for always your continued support in any way that you do for the radio. So, yeah, this I wanted to mention the Potter's Market, Andrea, because last time I wasn't sure about the dates.
Yeah,
the dates
it's happening today, starting this morning at 9 a.m. So 1 hour ago, they opened the gate, more or less.
This is the Orville Potter's Market. A lot of potters got together, and they are going to be selling at the visitor centers in the parking lot.
Yeah.
All of this. So this Adil, Ange, everybody.
And they are also guests from India. They are bringing their own work. So they are opening this morning, and for 3 days in the morning from 10 a.m. till evening, they will sell item, and they will show also the art of making pottery.
Because so a lot of things are happening at the visitor center, because after that on the 7th you'll have the marathon, and there'll also be a mini market there.
Sure.
So a lot of things happening in the parking lot of the visitor center. It's a little hub.
Oh, incroyable. Bon, okay. When will be the Kalabumi Festival? I hear that we have a music festival.
Kalabumi Festival is in 15th of Feb, so we still have a couple of weeks to talk about it. And we will have maybe some update in the coming days. We have organizing, and we have a list of people that are going to join. I hope also the Genius Brothers, they will be able to...
We will see, we will see.
Okay, good.
Okay. Any news about what's happened after this incredible FAMC meeting with Varuna? You have some news, something?
No, there was a small mention of a report in the FAMC that the meeting had been held, but no update on that. No, I haven't seen anything, neither from the land board, really. So one little post. I know that the part of the land board, Mandakini, is going to come to the marathon and have a stall and try and do some fundraising for the land of Orville, which is great, and it's in dire need, and we really need help to secure the physical basis of Orville. Today, as I was driving here, I was looking at all the waste on the side of the road, and I was like, oh, so this is what happens when you're a tourist destination and a spot and a place for people to visit. And you know, it's just, yeah, people use the space in a different way than you thought or intended. And I just wanted to say that I think that's a little bit what the crisis is right now in Orville, whether it's economic, whether it's physical, whether it's metaphysical, whether it's spiritual, is those, that very thing about using the place or being the place, or where we put the emphasis on that. And that was a little bit the things that I wanted to talk about today.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so I would like I want to say also that we have a number of people from Oroville. They organize every month some cleaning during the road that is used for assessing Oroville. So
I hope they're still doing it, because I haven't seen them around.
They are doing quite regularly. I'm not sure about...
I know that a couple of weeks ago there was a cleanup in the village.
Probably they are.
And then I was looking at the sporting event today, that Monday they have a big, it's called Orville Hat, I think. It's a frisbee tournament.
Yes.
People from all over, you see cars.
There's too many activities.
Exactly. So this is exactly the thing.
We are lost.
Exactly.
Are lost.
No, so here's the thing. So we're a vibrant little hub full of activities. We host a lot of people that come come to Oroville. But we are a living population of not that many people. And cleaning up, maintaining the whole infrastructure that serves this platform of activities, it's great, it's interesting. But sometimes I wonder, like, what is that's a portion of what is building Oroville. But what is the other part of building Oroville?
It's a good question. This is a fundamental question. What is the other part? Why we are here?
Exactly.
What's happened here? Why there is so many tourists? There is so many questions, in fact, you know. And we don't have answer. So today, maybe we can try to find the global answer.
Well,
and maybe,
no, actually,
and maybe it's a question of esotericism, because last time you spoke about the this aspect. No, Andrea?
Sure. You were discussing about something esoteric, and then we jump into something very practical, and you have been, maybe you are weak.
So 1 week, so we are waiting after your esoteric point of view of Oroville. Why there is so many tourists? Why there is a matrimony? Why we are here? What is the aim of life, in fact? Do you have an answer for us, for our deep auditors that they are living everywhere in the world and they listen to us since so many years? Thank you. So today maybe Renu will give you this answer.
Yeah, I think the balance is, there needs to be a balance in emphasis and engagement. This is what I talked about last time. I said if we're just here earning a living, then that's not the exciting engagement of Oroville. And then I was reading something by the mother in this incredible book called But It Is Done, which is by Kirit Joshi, Jyoti Madok, and I think Ganga Lakshmi also helped to put it together. And in here she talks about, you know, like the physical manifestation, and it's really changing, and it's changing in her body. And what really interests me is how that all affects all of us. And like, how do you feel things in your body? Do you feel things? Do you have dreams? Do you get messages? Those are the things that actually interest me. All this is all...
This has to be secret. We cannot speak about our personal experience.
Why not? I think it's also a good idea to share it and see if we can make steps together.
What if other people are living the same things? Like when you see, I was reading about this experience that mother has in her body about a force coming down and exploding, and it's a vibration and it's immense and it's bigger than her body. And then suddenly she takes that force in her body and spreads it all over the world. So by now it must be affecting some people.
Yeah, I've been infected. Some people, yes. I've been infected one day, I remember.
But I think somehow what has been done in the past when the mother shared a window is a working that slowly but slowly is changing the base of our life. We are here for a very deep, I will say, spiritual reasons. So we have to build a city, but the city is not the aim of our
existence
here. So,
and Roger himself said that in one of the first interviews by Al Kabash or somebody like that. Yeah. Incredible. He says, actually, it's not a city.
No, the city.
It's a whole new man.
We need the city.
So what about this whole new man?
Construct the new man.
So what are we doing about that? That's what interests me.
But I think we are, it's a sort of open university with very strange courses in philosophy and psychology and psychology and survival and whatever. We are a very open place where we can make experiments, see our failure, and that's why maybe we get frustrated by our failure. But we don't. It's difficult to see our progression. It's difficult to measure how much we are doing well. But the fact that we have so many tourists coming to see the Golden Globe, or other tourists that come for the permaculture, or other volunteers come for the radio, is a something that make us thinking about. Is not just because there is a Golden Globe, it's not just because we want to make a permaculture.
See, sometimes I think we have to reposition ourselves. Is our role to be like the host, tourist guides of new people? Perhaps in proportion, in a small portion. But what is what really engages us, and how do we... Yeah, I mean, like last time we said everybody's gone off to do their yoga in their corner. Okay, so maybe we stay with that.
Us, the French, we have one advantage. Hmm. We have the Carnet of Apocalypse of Saint-Prême. So you don't know that.
I don't know.
That's why the English, you don't know. But us French, we have information. Set late, because the information comes 24 years after. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we have only the Carnet of the last one, 1991. But there, you can discover the questions. What, why we are here, what you try
to do. The Carnet of the Apocalypse is Satprim's daily count of what was happening to him in his body.
Exactly, exactly. In fact, it's on all the questions. If you, you must know that we are here, in fact, to fight the death. It's the yoga against the death that, in fact, we do believe that we have the life inside us. Mistake, big mistake, guys. No, no. It is the death that is living inside us. So that's why all the difficulties to accept all this kind of spell, vibrations that try to destroy, to catch us, to close us inside this cells vibrations that you are stuck. So you need to have a big aspiration. How we do that? But you need to cry. You need to go deeper in the darkness. You got to go through this different layer to accept that suddenly there is cruelty in the world, there is all these bad things. How to carry this new energy can confront all this atrocity of the human being, in fact, no? So for me, Auroville, I came here, it's more like the hope that it was the cradle of something new. By definition, we don't know what is the new, okay? So there is a small adventure. And this is constantly confronted with what we call the daily life, the pragmatism, the reasonable approach. We need to create oral system, what we can say, no? The system of to make collective. But personally, I understand that Auroville is a kind of open university, popular university, where everybody have to learn different process. So I understand that people need to have workshop, 3-day workshop, to learn to dance, to express a little bit some stuff. But personally, I have more and more now that I'm become more senior. I'm a senior now. I see that more work more in silence. It's more kind of. Anyway, it takes
time. It's a quiet aspiration. So I think we have a collection of a lot of people that are quietly aspiring, praying, hoping, reading,
calling. Yeah, of course, that's why we Auroville is still. But the difficulty is how to implement this.
The thing is, we don't have the language even to express this kind of new.
It's by vibrations.
Exactly. That's why I'm talking about university. It's not a real university. It's a place where everybody is learning from the our own failure and the failure of someone else. More we are united as a community and more we will see where we are failing. For example, the entrance process, there is a failure. Why? It's because it's ending in the end of few people, not because they are bad, simply because it's not spread. More we are open to accept the kind of failure that is happening in us, and more we will learn the new language to take the next phase of changing. Because now we are stuck in our language of survival, as you say, mostly, because we come with this experience. Our cell doesn't speak the same language. We try to talk with them. I'm speaking Italian to my body that is universal. You understand?
Your body understand the Italian.
No, I don't know. It doesn't understand.
It doesn't understand Italian.
I don't understand him, and he doesn't understand.
Because it's a vibration.
Yes.
It's a vibration. So only vibration.
We need the new
energy
language.
Vibrations and frequencies, you see? It's more like that, no?
Well, thank you. That was interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
Ah, yeah? Okay.
Very now, let's talk about your usual uninteresting topic.
It's true. Oh, I have something that maybe is...
Something about the water.
Actually, let's talk about the water. Yeah. I have a little small thing to say, because last time in the news and notes, again, there was somebody, the Greenbelt has been poisoning and everything like that. So I'm the person that has accepted the sludge tanks in Auroville, and I invite anybody and everybody who has a concern about sludge and poisoning to please come visit, go down to Forkhammer. When you see the yellow gate, on the left side is an orange gate. Go in, follow the road, make the first left again, and you will come to the sludge pots.
Great.
And there you will see a lot of tomato plants growing. And there you should think about the whole issue of sludge. Surely it can be done better. Surely improvements can be made. But we should first of all consider, if Auroville is supposed to be looking for solutions on a practical term, then being clean in Auroville and sending our sludge outside of Auroville is not a solution. So we have to deal with it. So dealing with it isn't just because, I only use EM in my toilet, it's good, then I don't want your sludge. No, we have to make a solution with people where they're at, how they're using.
We need to make a lot of information about
that. So the thing should be nice and open. In fact, we should find a positive way. Everybody shits every day. This is part of the thing. It's not going to go away for a while until our bodies change. So it's going to take a while. So, in fact, everybody should take a little bit of interest and concern in where this our waste goes. These are also part of, you know, where I'm interested in waste and in littering and in segregating of our outside waste. This is our interior waste and how to deal with it in a proper way. So I feel like people with reasonable expertise have said, no, this is a good spot for it, so I'm going with that.
Anyhow, this is also a symbol of taking care of your
waste. Exactly.
Even just now.
So I would like to open the forest group, the farm group, to also, you know, instead of, we could really share this, it can be turned into a wealth, it doesn't have to be looked at as a poison. No,
correct,
that is
right.
Not the way. We're not two separate entities. In fact, personally, like one thing that I've been really feeling is like it's over this, the group thing is over. We want to be individuals. We don't want groups. We want groups as helps, not as lobbies, not as a form, not as a political body. It's not that anymore. For me, that whole thing is over. I want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you as a member of your group.
Okay, I accept that you talk to me. Okay, no.
And I think then we will come closer to trying to find solutions for Oroville. It's not my, you know, me the forest against you the city, or me the green belter against you. All of this is silly.
Right.
All here building Oroville.
By the
what
way,
is that?
Yesterday.
And how far have we gone against non-proprietorship?
Yesterday I had the chance to talk with Margarita, that is helping organizing this workshop that is going to happen March 12th and 13th.
Yeah.
And it's very much about it. So this workshop aim is to go out of our boxes and try to find a new way. Mm. That maybe is the old one, maybe 20 years ago was much better, 30 years ago was the best way to deal with problems and to make grow this city. So to come out with a solution, because of them, it's clear for everybody that it doesn't work, the system.
But part of the solution has also a lot to do with attitude.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Me.
Yeah.
And the old way has a lot to do with fear-mongering, not in my place, this is my area. All of this is an old attitude that also has to be looked at, dealt with, and not given as much importance.
We will come back on this story anyway, because we need to go more more specifically in to give more information about that. It will come.
Sure, it will come.
So maybe the last information about...
This morning we had the chance to meet with Paul Vincent, that came to the radio and gave one book, let's say. It's Oroville Outreach Development Database.
Wow.
It's a big piece of paper with many pages. Let me see, I have to put my spectacle because I'm not anymore. It's 96, I can see it. 96 pages, black and white, with a lot of data, information relating to the outreach development of Oroville in the bioregion and Oroville. So
great, good.
Yes,
excellent.
A lot of good information. Maybe we will read it in the coming days and the coming of the
just
issue.
Give us some of the chapters.
We will see after the Madame Reno, no?
See? No, we won't.
You want now?
No, we can read
just
it.
Quickly, I just want to say, okay, so Oroville foresters under education, you have applied technology, the different schools, dental clinic, EcoPro. Okay, so he's made then you have energy technology, architecture, infrastructure, employment and training, looking back and looking ahead. It's a very comprehensive thing. First draft by Kavita, Selvaraj's daughter, final draft Paul Vincent, corrected by Rod. How interesting.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Very interesting. Nice.
Yeah, well, we will have one more book to read, one more book to study,
Yes.
So maybe we can close this Friday of the CAF.
13th of May, 2004.
And we need to say... Ay, ay, ay. So we say to the people, ay, ay, ay,
ay,
oh, you, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, ancora, mamma mia.